Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, morning, morning. And more studio!
Morning!
You know, yesterday we were talking about what you do and you're proud of it, but people judge you for it. And mine was like, I always say Home Alone's not a Christmas movie. People judge me. I don't think it's a Christmas movie. I think it's a movie that has Christmas in it. Amy, what was yours?
Oh, I power walk with my hand weights.
And people were like, you know, I let my three-year-old dress however she wants. People judge me, and I don't care. So I like these stories. And people were back on today. Kayla in St. Louis. Hi, Kayla. People judge you for what?
I get judged all the time, and I am called an American because I do not eat steak, ribs, pork chops, pretty much anything like that.
Are you a vegetarian?
No. No, I love chicken, as long as it's not on a bone.
Just un-American? Or what?
No, I'm American.
You know, they don't like red meat, maybe? I don't like it.
I think it's just a texture thing.
Oh.
I severely dislike it. Dislike burgers that are, like, too thick.
What's wrong? I'm judging you right now. I don't want to. I don't want to judge you at all, but I am. Hey, seriously, thank you for waking up and calling us. Really appreciate that. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
You know, the texture thing with food is funny because that's a thing. Forever, I didn't like not avocado, but what do you
guacamole.
Is that called guacamole?
See.
And so I like it. It was just like, it tastes like aliens.
Yeah, it's weird. What? I still don't like it.
It's so good.
You don't like it?
I don't eat it. I'll eat an avocado, but I won't eat guacamole.
You're Mexican.
I know that and jalapenos.
I'm judging
I won't
you
eat
for
it.
That.
I'm judging you.
Okay.
Yeah. Dang.
So now you like guacamole, though?
No, I like guacamole. Hey, Heather, Raleigh.
Hey.
Appreciate you calling. We're good. So people judge you for what?
Being overly strict, they say, on my kids.
How overly strict?
I don't care if I'm in the grocery store or out to dinner. If my kid's going to be a little heathen, I will spank him right there. I'm not going to take him to the bathroom. I'm not going to take him outside. I'm not going to sit him down and be like, this is what you need to do. He's going to be corrected immediately.
Did you say heathen?
Yes.
My grandma always called me a heathen.
Yeah, I bet
my mother called
heathen.
Me a heathen all the time.
She was like, you're just a little heathen.
Like a sneaky
you
one.
Won't stop talking. You little heathen. Yeah, that's funny. That's a southern thing, I think, the word heathen.
Mm-hmm.
I am not from the south.
Where are you from?
Iowa.
But you live in Raleigh now?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you calling. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate you.
I listen to you every morning, and I appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A little girl named Amia goes to Hayden Meadows Elementary School. And she had heard about other kids that had lunch money debt. She's 6 years old. And she was like, well, that doesn't seem fair because all of her lunches are paid for by her mom and dad. They have enough money to cover their lunches. So she didn't quite understand. Her and her sister made a lemonade for lunch stand. They raised money for the lunches by making a lemonade stand in their neighborhood. And they made $40 in a day, and they paid it toward the debt. Again, this is a six-year-old who can keep the money and buy candy.
Yeah. Good
but
kids.
But spend it. And then she was like, I want to keep going. And so she did it for a week and raised $600.
That's
and
amazing.
Donated it for kids' lunch.
Yeah.
To think about being six and to have $100, you could buy the world. Because it's not like you're trying to buy a car at six.
Right. Yeah, most kids are
she
not
donated
most,
it.
Sometimes they can be more selfish. And for her
most.
To have the idea of like that there's a need and she could do something to fill it, that's cool.
Eddie, would your kids donate that money?
Nothing against my kids, but no, they'd keep it.
I think most would.
Like a 10,000 piece Lego set.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I see you.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Is producer Raymond at more than 20,000 troops and 5 Navy ships are helping Florida with relief efforts. They brought fuel, food, and water to the residents. To help out, go to redcross.org. In other news and sports, congrats to the Cleveland Indians, 21 wins in a row. That's the most wins in a row ever by an American League team. And finally, 8 days until the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas, Nevada. Tickets are sold out, but you can still win your way in. Just listen to the radio.
The big debate yesterday was, how do you feel about wearing socks to bed?
I'm okay with it.
You do it?
Yeah, it just depends. If I'm really feeling kind of cold, and my feet can get really cold. So yeah, I do it. Plus, if my husband wants to play footsies, I have to have socks on because his feet are so gross.
Does he want to play footsies?
Probably not. But
like, that's know. What you do in the bed is play footsies?
I don't know. Sometimes he like wants to, I don't know. Never mind.
I'm absolutely no socks guy.
Ever?
Ever.
Yeah.
No socks. Like, I need to have as little on as possible when I go to bed. Especially no socks.
Oh, okay.
So, we're even. Lunchbox, break this tie.
No socks. I don't wear anything to bed.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, you sleep butt naked?
Oh, yeah. I'm butt naked all night.
Wow. You and your wife split covers, though. You have different covers.
Yeah, I have a different blanket than her.
See, I can't sleep without a comforter regardless of how hot it is. I mean, it can be sweaty, and I still have to sleep with a blanket or a comforter, like more than a sheet.
Yeah,
but,
I get it.
But
yeah.
Nothing, no socks. That's crazy. So, too. And by the way, I saw a picture of Lunchbox's nightstand in a tweet that he posted about his alarm clock. He's like, this is my alarm clock. And it's like straight from the 80s, like Miami Vice. But his nightstand is so disgusting.
Oh, I need to go
you
see it.
Look
I didn't
at it.
See it.
Oh.
It's just
what?
It's
so
just like piled up,
just garbage. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how your wife does it, because she must be dirty, too.
Well, it's my nightstand.
She lives there.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
All right, time for your positivity here for Thursday. This is our segment called Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Oh, man, get this one here. So the guy's name is Bob, and him and his 14-year-old son and their buddies were going down a boat ramp back in the truck in. And so they're going down, and he put it in park, and he's like, what happened? Then he started filling around with it, put it in neutral, didn't realize it was in neutral, gets underneath the truck. The truck rolls onto, like, the side of his head, and his head is, like, used as,
what?
Like, a wedge, and it's holding the truck up. And it's like, oh, no.
No.
Yeah, it pinned him to the concrete. The dad was falling in and out of consciousness. The kids all jumped up and lifted the truck up. He regained consciousness. They called 911. Ends up coming out of the thing unharmed.
Wow.
Oh.
But the kids
crazy. Basically
lifted the truck off of his head. Three teenage kids. And the guy has no brain damage.
Wow.
That's crazy.
You got me with that one.
Yeah. I got me with that one. I was like, wow. Amy, what do you have?
Well, this is the luckiest kitten ever. He wedged his way into a guy's house through an open window or something and was just waiting there for the owner to get home. And the owner was like, what? What's this cat waiting for me? And instead of just tossing it out to the streets, took it to the vet to see if it was microchipped. Wasn't. Decided to adopt the cat and has named him Lil Gato. Eddie, is that like little cat?
That's exactly what it is.
Lunchbox!
There was this couple, they got married, so they decided to take a honeymoon to Rhode Island. While they were on their honeymoon, the woman lost her engagement ring and her wedding ring. She was devastated, and they were telling their waitress about it, so she put it on the neighborhood bulletin. The community raised enough money and bought her a new ring!
Wow. From the
nice.
Bulletin.
Yeah!
I love bulletins. I wish there were more bulletins around. Like, back in the day, bulletins were awesome. Big Boss reached out to me and said, hey, that Raging Idiot song, Namaste, could be a radio hit. It's like, but you need to add more country to it. Well, this is the real version, but we've added a little more country to it. I'm going to play in a little bit. But, I mean, you can download this or stream this. This is Namaste from the Raging Idiots here.
7:30 in the morning, in the suit that I was born in. Girl, why are you laughing at me? Come on, baby, with my khakis. I'm running late, need to beat it like Jackson. But you're kind of a distraction, 'cause I can't stop watching you, showing me your savasana. Like the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Probably oughta hit the road, but nah, I'm a stay. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that map. Should be saying goodbye. I might lose my job, but now I'm a stay. Come on, baby, let me jump in on those stretches. You'll do it. I'll be a student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but now I'm a stay. Now I'm a stay. Now I'm a stay. Girl, I'm trying to be responsible, but you're making it impossible. In the spandex pants looking all flexible and you're down with all. Namaste. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look
a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye. I might lose my job, but now I'm a mistake. Come on, baby, let me jump in on those stretches you're doing. I'll be a student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably oughta hit the road, but now I'm a mistake.
So the country version of that we've countryed, it doesn't even need countryed up. It's coming up in a bit.
Okay.
We've done a lot of work. I think you're going to like it. But that's the version. I stand by that version.
Bobby Boneshell.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Seconds Skinny.
So as of yesterday morning, the Hand in Hand Telethon had raised $44 million for hurricane victims. We went from like $14.5 million to now they've tallied up all the numbers to $44
million. So when we were leaving, they said, hey, people are going to keep calling. So we stayed afterward and people kept calling. And they kept calling all throughout the night. Like, they left the phones open and the text messages.
Yeah.
So not only did it catch up, but people continued to donate, too, after that number. So, yeah, that's a lot. And they should keep donating.
Pretty amazing. George Strait has released hand-in-hand t-shirts, since we're on that. They're nice looking. All the proceeds will benefit the Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund. And you can get yours by hitting up georgestrait.com.
Can you auction on the one he was wearing?
That would be awesome.
No, I thought I saw that. Maybe they were just talking about these. I thought, like, you could buy your own George Strait t-shirt. I was like, the one he was wearing?
He should auction off that whole outfit he had on, his black felt cowboy hat.
Okay.
George was looking George that night.
You love some George.
I love him. I watched it close up, and I took a video of it, and I rewatched my video like 20 times.
You could have just DVR'd it and watched it.
I don't think I have that.
Play us out there, band. All right.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Braintree, Massachusetts. The senior class at Braintree High School thought they'd be really funny and parked their cars diagonally so the juniors had nowhere to park, take up the whole parking lot. Well, one of the juniors got mad, called police, and police issued $975 in parking tickets because they were parked illegally.
Dang.
Senior prank backfired. Boom.
Yeah, I wonder if he gets beat up.
I don't know, but they don't
know what I mean? Like,
I'm sure he does.
Snitches get stitches kind of thing.
Totally.
Snitches get stitches.
Oh, man. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
That could be a double bonehead in about 24 hours. Wow.
Bobby Bones.
I was talking to TJ from Brothers Osborne, the guy without the beard.
Yeah.
And he lives next door to Amy. I ran to him. I said, hey, man, because I hadn't seen him in a few weeks. So we were talking. He talks like this.
He does.
Yeah, we're talking. And I said, hey, Amy hit a car in front of your house. And he was like, man, I don't know. Somebody has like 12 cars that lives around there. Wasn't anybody that I live. And I was like, yeah. He goes, what's happening with Amy? And I was like, what do you mean? And
then, but it ain't my fault.
So why does she have porta potties in her backyard?
It's convenience, you know?
Amy has porta potties in her backyard.
Why?
In case anybody needs to use my outhouse. I don't know. Well, we're building a garage right now. And I've never had a garage before, so this is going to be really exciting, like a full, like, two-car garage. And there's so much work going on, I guess the guys felt like they needed a porta potty. And I'm like, guys, you could just knock on the door and come inside and use it. But I guess it's like, you know, part of construction, like there's some bylaw, like if we have this much work going on or whatever, we got to put a porta potty in. So it just looks really classy back there.
Yeah, he's like, what's up? When one of Brothers Osborne asked you, hey, what's up with that porta potty at Over at Amy?
It's definitely a little tacky.
Yeah. How long is it going to be there?
Oh, a couple months.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. We got some rain delays.
Garage you building, Jay Leno?
No, it's a normal garage. Oh, my goodness. This project has been in the works for like a year.
The newest trend, armpit tattoos.
Yeah.
People are getting their tattooed right in their armpit. Within the past month, thousands of photos have been posted to Instagram with the hashtag armpit tattoo. I've seen some flowers and some dogs and some spider webs. Amy saw somebody with
cupcakes.
Mm-hmm,
under both of her underarms.
In real life.
In real life at yoga. So every time she lifted her arms up, I was craving a cupcake. But then I was like,
ew. It made me not want a cupcake.
Right.
Oh. No, it was really pretty. It had cherry on top, too.
Tattoo artist warned that it's a very painful location.
Yeah.
Like, think about just pinching your armpit, how much that would hurt. Much less that.
Yeah, no.
I have tattoos on my right arm, on the inside of my forearm, on the outside. And Amy told me it's one of the most Googled things about me. Mm-hmm. Like, what does it mean?
Yeah, I saw that. I was, like, looking up some stuff, and it came up what does Bobby Bones HH mean? And it was when you first, because you got the HH first. Mm-hmm. And then it has the PH after that.
So HH is my grandmother, and her name was Hazel. And PH is my mom, and her name is Pam. And neither one of them are alive anymore, so I put them on my arm. And it's on the inside of my forearm. Like, you know that crease in the middle where your arm bends, your elbow? Mm-hmm. So it's from like right there down. And then on the other side of my arm is the state of Arkansas. And it's not blackout, or is it black tape? It's a, because I was going to get just the outline, but then you couldn't really see it. It just looked like some marker.
So you just colored that bad boy
Well,
in.
I'm pretty hardcore, and I was like, color it in. It's one of those. So
Hazel is such a cute name. I feel like if you ever have a daughter, you need to name their daughter after your grandma.
I always felt like it was a very grandmothery name.
It
that's
is,
now coming back
so
a bit.
Cute. Yeah. Just heads up. If you have a daughter, do it.
I'm just really obsessed with naming a kid after Game of Thrones.
No.
All of them.
Like, what are those names?
Cersei.
No.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. There are a lot of them. So, you know, Mother of Dragon. Just name her that. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm not having any kids right now. Yeah, or that.
Oh, yeah, but I guess you are going to adopt two older boys.
Yeah, like 4 and 7. Just start off right there.
It's perfect.
Potty trained.
I'm telling you, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. That's
the fact that my kids already know how to use the bathroom and I didn't have anything to do with it is pretty cool.
So lucky.
Police in New Jersey said that two babies were delivered by the same three officers in the same Burger King 2 days in a row. The police department tweeted that three patrol officers delivered a baby on Friday at this Burger King. Then again, it happened on Saturday at the same Burger King.
That's crazy. People are just going to this Burger King to have babies?
I don't know.
They're like, line them up.
The same officers, 25 hours later, responded to the same Burger King parking lot to deliver a second baby.
Wow. I wonder if there's something in those burgers making those women go into labor.
They're all on the way out.
My mom said a jalapeno burger when she was pregnant with me sent her into labor.
Did she?
Yep.
Do you believe that?
I don't know. That's what she told me.
Lunchbox said he helped deliver a baby once. We put him on the lie detector.
And goodness.
He was lying.
I was at the post office, and I didn't deliver the baby. I held the woman's hand as we were, because she went in, the water broke right there, and by the time EMS got there, the baby was out.
And the lie detector said, really?
He has a lot of big stories, and we would bring the lie detector in. He claims once a shark ate his paddle boat. Lie.
I mean, listen, you can't take that to court. If we went to court, I could get up on the stand and I would be able to testify
about court.
Yeah, this is a radio
exactly.
show.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So if it's not admissible in court, do I really believe it? Nope.
Because they're like 98%, which is more than a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It's better than like Maury.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's a lie. The delivery was a lie. He also had a story about a ghost trapping him in a closet. He would tell all the
definitely
time.
Definitely a lie.
And they said it was a lie.
Oh, that is definitely
he
true, too.
He has been fake news for 10 years.
Dude.
Yeah.
The ghost... It pushed me in the closet at my buddy's house that lives three
a little
doors.
Kid goes too.
Yeah, fake news. If you want to look better in pictures, here's a trick. Take the top of your tongue and push it to the roof of your mouth. And when you smile, it takes the double chin away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you take.
It helps you stick your neck out.
It elongates your neck and your jawline. I'm trying to have your tongue out. Yeah.
Check teeth.
Y'all, as we age, my necks are just go downhill first.
Necks.
Like on Snapchat, there's filters. It filters your face. Well, it doesn't filter your neck. So then your face looks all young, and then my neck looks all old. I'm like, well, I can't do that filter.
Until so you need just their, a neck filter?
Until they up their game, they really, I mean, I can't do filters because they really need to start including the neck.
In just about 2 minutes, we'll see the most romantic things the guys have done on the show for their women recently, which I'm interested to know.
Hmm. Oh, boy.
Yeah. The thing that most adults have in common in America is 68% of people say that. What? What do you think? They all blank. This is not a never going to get it.
Huh.
They all need something.
Hmm.
68% of adults need something.
A long
Love.
Time.
No.
Oh.
Their first cup of coffee within an hour of waking up.
Oh, that's true. True
because
story.
Apparently, I don't drink coffee, but I'll have like a chai tea.
A dirty chai.
Yeah.
Latte.
And it's like, bleh. But apparently people don't feel like their real self until they get their coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're not their real self.
Or is it just that morning cloud going away faster?
Yeah.
Because you know how you have that cloud over you when you wake
up? Oh, yeah.
Because mine lasts about 6 hours. Like, as soon as the show's over, I'm so funny.
So the cloud's still on you.
Yeah. Like, when I'm going home, the cloud's just now like lifting off of me. we could start this show about 3 p.m., it would be awesome, man.
Yeah.
They don't even know what this company doesn't even know what they're missing. So, yeah, most people need coffee when they wake up. Starbucks has got us all, man. This is that Thomas Rhett song, Unforgettable. I saw that Thomas rented out a theater, took his wife, they played Harry Potter, and they had, like, margaritas.
Loves Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
So he's been on the road for a week doing album promotion. Hasn't been there. She's been taking care of the kids. So he rented out a whole... I don't even know how much running out of theater would cost. When people talk about that, because my girlfriend's out on tour with Brad Paisley, and he's rented out a theater a couple times, like, after shows. I don't know how much it would cost.
And yeah.
Like, did you pay for every seat at, like, $10 a seat?
Yeah. I went to a birthday party. Junior had a birthday party where some parent invited the whole class.
But I'm saying, I don't know that you know that if that costs every... So don't say yeah.
Oh, I'm assuming, because it was, like, a lot of people.
So I don't know what that would cost, one. And then two, that is a cool move.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I used to read about rock stars running out theme parks. Like, Michael Jackson would run out a theme park. How much would that cost? Man.
Oh. A lot. Wait, yeah.
That would be awesome to be able to do that.
What's like our version of that? The normal person, like, what's something we can
rent a
do?
Movie?
A table at the Froyo place?
Nobody else, seats taken.
My table.
It's nobody mine. Else yes. can sit
you
here.
Make your own reserve sign and put it there. Seats taken, Froyo.
Yeah.
So, most romantic thing that you've done for your girl, your wife, in the past, I don't know, a few months. What comes to mind? Eddie, you've been married 14 years.
14 years. We had gone to Key West about a couple months ago, and we ate at a Cuban place, and my wife talked all about it. So when we got back, I went to the store, got some plantains, and I tried to recreate the dish that we had at that restaurant.
That's cute.
Yeah, she loved it.
It was the food good?
The one I made?
Yeah.
It was decent.
But that doesn't matter. I'm just telling you, it's all about effort.
I even put Cuban music on. We'll set the mood.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Lunchbox, what's the most romantic thing you've done for your wife? Been married about 2 years now.
Oh, man, Mr. Romance over here. She's been working hard at her new job. And so I went up to the sales department and I got a gift card to the massage place and I gave her a free massage.
You gave her a massage or a card for a
from
massage?
The sales.
Well, I gave her a card to go to the massage place.
Got it.
It's okay. It's
yeah, good. You thought about
it's
it.
It's effort.
Did she ask you to do that?
No. She just talked about how, man, I'm stressed out. Work's been hard. And so I was going to get a really nice card and, you know, put it in there and leave it on her pillow. But then I didn't get time to go to the grocery store, so I just gave her the card.
The gift card.
That's still a thing.
It's nice.
Yeah, I like
hey,
it.
Hey, Raymond, you and your girl have been dating for a while.
Yeah.
What's the most romantic thing you've done?
Pretty basic. I would say I gave her a little coupon for a 30-minute foot rub, and I also include scratching, and I do like a little, it's also a cleaning, so I'll soap her feet too.
So you scratch her feet, clean her feet, and rub her feet.
Yeah, and it's like 30 minutes, so it's a pretty intense thing.
And you give her a Raymond coupon.
Yeah, so she already used it. It's expired now.
And so, but if she, so she just says, I'd like to use my coupon now.
And that's it. And so then we know she used it, and then maybe another one comes along down the road.
All right.
Okay. Something.
Uh-huh. Bobby, what you've been in a relationship for a while?
A while, yes. I would say the most romantic thing is probably, I think I've seen my girlfriend a total of about 24 hours in the past 3 weeks. Man. So probably, I don't know. Nothing.
So nothing?
I mean, hanging out. We don't even see each other.
Oh, no.
She was at the house for like 10 hours the other night, and it was like, come over, went to sleep. That was it. Woke up, and then she left again. So
how are you feel? Like, does it feel like? What are y'all doing to keep it boyfriend and girlfriendish?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just an understanding. Like, I see you, want to see you.
Oh,
we
man.
We try to FaceTime.
Is it a mutual understanding?
Yeah. It's just difficult because, like, last night.
Because you're romantic. Like, I'm shocked.
We
you're
tried
not,
to talk to... on FaceTime last night. She was at the airport. Flying from Detroit, and she lands today, then immediately goes to Florida because she's playing with Paisley in Tampa, and so it's like I don't see her, but I mean I guess
what's going on right now? You're Mr. Romance.
Yeah,
if there's no time for romance, I don't even see her.
But you have to make time.
It's your nickname.
I can't make her time. She's gone, or I'm gone.
I get it.
Like she comes home, I go on the road. I was in New York and LA for a week, so.
So the relationship's going great.
It is fantastic. Never been better. Yes.
Oh, man.
Nailed it. Yeah. But again, one day, you know, I'll be able to buy a theater and then I'll go by myself and tell her how good it was. Yeah, while she's on the road. Yeah. Say, I got nothing. I got nothing right now.
Damn. Rent it out.
Yeah. I'll rent a theater for, like, Ray, you want to go? Yeah. I'll give you a coupon. One movie theater.
Just you two?
Yeah, me and Raymond. Yeah.
Put tickles.
Put a blonde wig on. You can act like Lindsay. What do you say?
That's weird.
What?
That's weird. All right.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
I got a text from one of our big bosses last night at like 10 p.m. And it was like, call me.
What?
10 p.m. I was asleep.
That's
late. I was asleep. And then I missed a call at like 10:15 p.m. All I see is call me and a missed call at 10:15 p.m. So for sure, I don't know what, but for sure I'm in trouble or something's going on. Like some.
So you don't know yet?
No idea. I can't call him this early in the morning. It just said, call me. And then a missed call. Like I might be fired, guys. I'm just letting you know.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
I want to tell you the story, then come back to it, because I think some callers will have a lot to say. But an eighth grader was suspended after doing, quote, the right thing. Thomas Ross Jr., 13 years old, said he used his knife to help his dad open a cardboard box. And they set up a futon the night before he went to school, and he put it in his back pocket of his shorts. And so he then wears the same shorts to school the next day, realized that during second period, the knife was still in his pocket. So he goes, hey, I need to go to the office. He told the secretary and the principal that he had accidentally brought a pocket knife to school. He's like, I got a pocket knife here. He was given a 3-day suspension and a citation.
Okay.
And I feel something bumping on my pocket. I think, oh, I left my knife in my pocket.
So there it is. There's a story. Amy, your thoughts?
He did the right thing. He should not be suspended. If he's telling the truth, I mean, I'm believing what he's saying, so he should not be suspended. He turned himself in.
Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If you commit a crime and you turn yourself in, do you just go free?
I know, I was just about to expand on that, because it's not like he stole something and then felt like it was wrong and then went back and turned himself in. He legit had a reason why he had the knife with him. It's not like he's like, I'm going to be a rebel, I'm going to take a knife to school, and then I'm going to turn myself in. He was doing something with his dad to where he accidentally had it with him, and then he turned himself in.
So I'm completely opposite to you. He deserves a 3-day suspension.
Why?
Well, if you break the rule, accidentally or not, you have to pay the price for it.
So if I accidentally take a gun to the airport?
Of course, you go to jail.
Yes,
that's it. Yes. Thank you.
I don't want to go to jail.
You made Bobby's point for him.
No, I didn't.
If
I'm
the rule
go to jail.
Says you can't take a knife to school, you can't take a knife to school. Because what happens is, if someone else has a knife at school 4 months later, and they're like, well, no, whoa, you let Jimmy on. I was with my grandpa. We were cleaning fish, and I was about to come turn it in.
But he turned himself in.
But it doesn't matter.
No credit for
turning yourself. Yeah, credit. And the credit's going to be, they're probably going to let him have his assignments. There's a lot of things in life. But the rule says they have to set a precedent. There's a rule that says.
I know it's a rule, but it's a mistake.
And you pay for mistakes in life. And sometimes it's not fair. I hate that the kid forgot. But sometimes when you forget to use your turn signal. Well, a cop pull you. Oh, I forgot.
Mm. When you forget your homework, you don't get to turn in late.
So the 3-day suspension is right. He could have made the decision to not turn himself in, then he runs the risk of getting caught.
He runs the risk of not turning himself in and then not getting caught and then going home and realizing and then never getting suspended for 3 days.
Right, and that had been a thing too. Because if you speed and don't get caught, do you go turn yourself in?
Nope.
No.
Okay. They have to suspend him.
I'd be turning myself in early.
Yeah, you have to suspend him because it's in the you can't. If it says you can't bring a knife to school, you can't bring a knife to school.
And nobody turned himself in. But I mean, I see what you're saying, and you're right. Golly,
well, I flipped her quick.
Real quick. That was easy.
I know, but if you had a case agreeing with me or a point, I'd be like, okay, yeah, I'm right. I'd be the worst juror ever. But you're right. Other kids could just start using it as an excuse, and that's not right. They have to set their foot down.
That's correct. That's my opinion. Hello, you're on the air? What's happening?
Hey.
You're on the air. What's your name, buddy?
Tyler.
Tyler, what do you want to say about this?
I think that it goes with the same thing as a concealed and carry permit or having a weapon like in your vehicle, and you get pulled over. Cop comes up to your car, first thing you say is, I have a weapon. I have your hands on the steering wheel. You're pretty much telling on yourself for the better of the other people.
The only problem with that is you're allowed to have that weapon.
Yeah.
This kid wasn't allowed to have a knife at school, period. Like, you're allowed, if you say, hey, officer, just so you know, I have a gun in the glove box, and I have I'm legally able to do this, but I want you to know. That's legal. This kid was completely in the wrong for having a knife, accidentally or not.
The only way it would be the same thing is if you didn't have a concealed carry permit and you're like, officer, I'm carrying a weapon.
And then you still, you know what?
You're probably going to jail.
You're probably in trouble for that. I appreciate the call. I thought that story was interesting.
It's a kid.
He's 13.
Oh.
He's not six. And even then, you go arrest the parent. If a six-year-old, you know what I mean? So the story goes like this. This eighth grader went to school, was like, oh, no, I have a knife in my pocket. So he goes in, goes to the principal, goes, I have a knife in my pocket. School rules say you cannot have a weapon at school. Like, no ifs, ands, buts, no knives. So they suspend him for 3 days, even though he turned himself in. And we're having the debate, like, should he have been suspended? And so a lot of callers are on the phone, too, want to talk about it. Like Jennifer in Virginia. Jennifer, you're on the air.
Hi.
What do you think about this?
Well, as a parent, I know I'd be frustrated if my child took a weapon to school, whether it was an accident or not. But I actually teach in Chantilly, Virginia. And this kid's lucky he got off with a 3-day suspension. He could have been expelled from school.
You're right. You bring a weapon, you can be expelled. That's a good point, too. And again, he did turn himself in. But as I said, if you do a wrong and you turn yourself in, that doesn't mean you get any extra credit. Like, you still messed up. And I know the circumstances, the situation.
I wouldn't be a very good law enforcer.
Yeah, you'd be like, how big's that knife? One day. And you can come in for half of it.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a good point. Thank you very much for calling the show. I really appreciate that. Let's go over to Dylan. Dylan in Winston-Salem. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
You're on the air. What do you think about this?
My opinion is, I mean, I agree that there should be some punishment with it. A detention, something along those lines. The suspension goes on the transcripts. It reflects poorly when, you know, he gets to, you know, college level. Because they're going to go back and look at it and go, okay, well, you were suspended for 3 days. Why were you suspended? And even though he turned himself in, I mean, he's being, I know it was an accident. And I know that, you know, you should still be punished for it. But at this, like I said, at the same time, I mean, you're affecting his transcripts, which, you know, reflects later down the road, not just at the time of the punishment. Not to mention, it also causes other students that may have made the same mistake. I ain't turning myself in now because they gave him a 3-day suspension.
I wouldn't turn myself in. I'd get rid of it. I'd throw in the woods. No, listen, I understand your point, and I disagree with it, but I understand it, and I appreciate you calling. It's just, the rule said no weapons at school. He brought a weapon to school. And who knows, again, if we're assigning stories to it, what if a kid was about to tell on him? And he's like, oh, no, I'm going to go. You know, we don't know.
Yeah. What if he was showing it off?
The real rule says no weapons at school. If he genuinely went and turned himself in, they probably, as humans, said, we have to suspend you for 3 days. We hate that we have to do this. Listen, I grew up in the South. We went to school with pocket knives. We had guns in our trucks and cars. But you can't do that anymore. And you show up with it, you get in trouble.
Is that the same punishment for someone who just gets busted with the knife?
3 days. If you have a weapon, you get suspended 3 days.
So maybe I'm now of the mindset that it shouldn't be the same punishment as someone that got busted, but you still get punished, but just in a different way.
Oh, like tickled on your feet with feathers nonstop? Or?
I don't know. It's so hard. I don't like this anymore.
Yeah, it's hard.
I
have a lot of teachers on that say, listen, it's because there are procedures in place when it comes to weapons. And it's just that you have a weapon. That's just it.
Yeah.
Because people can always come up with an
excuse.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Thanks for all the calls. We really appreciate them. Even if we disagree with you. Like, Amy disagreed with me and then she didn't. Now I don't know what she believes, but still.
I know. I like that last caller. Yeah. I'm with whoever spoke last.
Talking about this eighth grader, went to school with a knife, was like, oh no, went and turned himself in. They said, you have a knife. The rule says if you have a knife, you're suspended. So he was suspended 3 days. Christina in Wichita, what you think about this?
Well, we're near Wichita. We have kids that are out on the farm. They're working on cattle. They're doing different things. And, you know, my husband is a high school principal. And, you know, these kids come in and sometimes they still have their knife on their belt. And if he sees it, he just says, hey, you know, go put that away or whatever. He's very common sense about it. He knows that the kids aren't there. They're going to try and hurt anybody. He just tells them to take care of it. And I feel like that kid, he turned himself in. He wasn't planning to do anything malicious or harm anybody. I just feel like sometimes we completely blow things out of proportion.
I appreciate the call and your opinion. I'm more of a rules guy myself, though. If it says no weapons, in my heart, it means no weapons. That's it. And it's also going to keep other kids from going, oops, I better not bring something accidentally to school because then I will get in trouble as well. Do I think that they enforce this super hard on him and he's blocked out of 3 days of material? No, I don't. I think they'll use common sense in that area of, you know what, he is suspended, but let's let him have the assignments and kind of keep up.
So when you're suspended straight up, like you don't you're get not a supposed chance to keep up?
You're not supposed
Whoa,
to, no.
That's horrible.
But in the same way she's talking about, I think it's you use the common sense. Like you have to suspend him, but you use the common sense of it was an accident. Let's follow the rules, but give him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
Because other kids can't be showing up with knives and going, here's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So, again, completely understand your point, too. And I grew up in Arkansas where everybody had knives and guns. And so I get it, but you can't just show up places with knives and guns, even if it's an accident.
I say they to the other kids, it looks like he's getting the full, you know, suspension treatment, but on the side he gets homework, all the assignments, and ice cream.
Oh, you're rewarding him.
For turning himself in.
Oh, yes, there you go.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So there's a burrito controversy surrounding Jason Aldean.
I'm listening.
Okay, so his camp put in a $500 order at a burrito place in West Virginia, and a worker at the place didn't like his tip and blasted Jason on Twitter. So then he got fired. But Jason's team would like everybody to know they had nothing to do with the firing. The restaurant forbids employees from tweeting about customers. And they would like everybody to know they left an appropriate tip.
Who, Aldean's camp does?
Yeah. So that's the
Yeah,
Jason
it's
Aldean.
Weird. If you're famous, you have to almost make sure that you over tip or something like this happens. Listen, the restaurant kid was in the wrong.
Yeah, if you work at a place, don't put people on blast
on
Twitter.
Yeah, for sure he was in the wrong. But if you're famous, it's a news story if you don't over tip because people expect richer people to give more. So, yeah, that's a weird thing. I wonder how he knew it was Aldean's camp. Did he come in with Jason's credit card? Like, yeah, you're not Jason Aldean. I don't know.
It's $500 worth of burritos. I don't know. Okay, so Tyrese posted some messages on Instagram begging The Rock not to delay Fast 9 by making a spinoff movie about his character, which, hello, whoa, I didn't know they were working on a spinoff movie about his character, which I would totally watch. But obviously, Tyrese is like, don't be selfish here. And he said he didn't want to go public like this, but The Rock was ignoring him on private channels.
Yeah, I hear The Rock didn't get along with that crew. But what do I know? I've only seen the first one. I liked it.
I've seen them all. I love them all. And I would definitely watch a spinoff with The Rock.
Yeah. I don't watch anything with The Rock. I don't watch Baywatch, though. I didn't see that one. Mike D said it wasn't good, so I don't watch Baywatch. But man, that dude's ripped up.
Yeah.
You ever watch his workouts on Instagram?
I do not.
Like when he like walks around with chains around his neck and he's like
what?
Working.
Yeah,
really?
The Rock's a beast.
I need to follow him on Instagram.
he's cool.
I watch him on what's that show now, Ballers or whatever.
Yeah, it's
Everyone's
good, huh?
Following. My husband's watching it.
He makes $600,000 an episode for that show.
Dang.
Yeah. Unreal.
He's legit. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Something I saw yesterday, I was debating talking about it on the air because it's like I don't like judging parents because I'm not one. I want to just tell you the scenario that I saw and let Eddie, you're a dad.
Okay, I'm interested.
Amy, you're a mom. Your kids aren't here yet.
So yeah, but I'm a mom.
I know. I know you are. Give me a minute.
Okay.
I need to formulate my thought.
Okay.
Because I saw something yesterday and I was like, I need to talk about this. But I like to give it a little space sometimes. I saw something, I was like, that might be a bad parent. I'll tell you in a minute.
The morning corny.
Why don't keyboards sleep?
Why don't keyboards sleep?
Because they have two shifts. Two shifts, like, you know, like when you work a double shift. You don't sleep.
That's the worst joke she's ever told.
I don't get
what?
It.
First of all, she's not talking about a keyboard musical, even though we're a music show.
Okay, I wasn't thinking. I never once thought of a keyboard musical. I thought of keyboard computer. Two shifts.
This is terrible. Lunchbox, you've now been given the joke.
Are you joking? Yeah. Yes.
Tomorrow,
I like laughed out loud at that one in my head.
Good. Lunchbox, tomorrow you have control of the morning corny.
What? I had to look down at my keyboard and go,
why don't
keyboard
sleep? Because they have two shifts.
I used to work double shifts all the time and I still slept. To be fair.
Two shifts. Yeah. I mean, you don't sleep
like,
no.
I do double shifts waiting tables.
Yeah, okay.
I still had time to sleep.
Yeah, well, you were working long shifts.
Yes, I was.
And now.
Lunchbox, tomorrow it's yours. Morning corny,
that
is
this so rude.
Terrible joke.
What?
Terrible.
I quit.
Okay. Pretty cool story. She found her mom's wedding dress, like in a resale store.
Yeah, it's crazy town.
From like the 40s or something, right?
1948.
Back in 2003, the photos were tucked away in this storage facility. After Jane's family missed a payment on the locker, their possessions were auctioned off. Then came that moment at the antique store in Grand Junction, Colorado.
I remember just clutching my chest and I just said, oh my gosh, that's my long lost mother.
But Jane was in for an even bigger surprise. The owner of Robin's Nest Antiques remembered purchasing the photo along with something else from the storage facility, a wedding gown.
So this is yours.
Wow, she got her mom's 1948 wedding dress back.
And pictures.
Yeah. 70-year-old wedding dress.
Can
that's
you imagine
crazy.
Just walking along on the side of the road and like looking into a window and being like, huh, that's my mom.
I was at a store, one of the resale store in Austin.
Yes.
And I saw a picture of me.
Framed.
Framed. Yeah.
What? Bobby was one of the frame fillers.
Yeah. I think they cut it out of a magazine and they were selling like this old frame.
But
and
that's
I was in
awesome,
it,
right?
And I had big old curly hair. And I was like, huh. I didn't buy it. And then other people would like text me pictures of it because they'd be in the same store.
That's awesome.
But nobody ever bought it.
Yeah, it was downtown. I remember that.
That was funny.
I saw it.
That was a funny moment.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she found that. That's a heartwarming story. Thought that was pretty good. We have a Bobby cast today with the Narcos DEA agents. So the real life ones. The guys who play Javier Pena and Steve Murphy. Like they're the real people.
Amazing. Yeah.
So I just want to ask them stuff like, you know, how much of the show is real? How much? I know they had to sign waivers because if something happened and they didn't agree with it, so they wouldn't sue. So I want to talk to them about that. But they're coming by today. The Bobbycast will be up. You can subscribe on iTunes or you can subscribe on iHeartRadio. There's a podcast tab right there.
I was reading that so much of surveillance these days and stuff that we do to track people all stemmed from like those dudes. Like back in the day when they were tracking like Pablo Escobar. Like that was innovative stuff that shaped where we are now with tracking people.
Someone painted a picture of Pablo Escobar, by the way, and I was going to work out, and I saw this painting of Pablo Escobar, and I was like, huh, like, not Pablo Escobar, not a good dude, right?
No.
Like,
no.
And all it was this humongous painting of Pablo Escobar, and I was like, that's weird, and then I felt weird about it, I didn't take a picture of it, because I was like, why are they, and the next day I showed up, and it was, there was more paint around it, and it was like the story of Pablo, and I was like, oh, they should have probably painted the words first. And then the big Pablo picture second.
So it was in the works.
Yes. Like I caught it mid art.
I see how that's weird.
And I thought it was so weird.
Lunchboxing!
With Lunchbox.
It's National Give Encouragement Day. So Lunchbox goes out and just randomly starts talking to people, encouraging them. Which encouragement's awesome, but from somebody you don't know, maybe is a little weird.
And just so you know, every time you look in the mirror, I hope you see a beautiful lady, because you are beautiful. No matter what anybody tells you, you say, every time you look in the mirror, be like, dang, I'm beautiful, okay? Because you are beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, like not in a creepy way.
No.
Like not in a creepy way. I'm just saying, like, you know, I just want you to know, like, every time you look in the mirror, if you're having a bad day, just know you're beautiful.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good one.
I don't think she was having it that much. She was like, hey, weirdo, stop.
She was backing away.
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I come see you, and that smile just gives me all...
Wonderful.
That smile gets me all warm and fuzzy inside. So you just keep smiling, okay?
All right.
You got the smile of an angel.
Yes,
woo! Right. Let me tell you. I don't even need a bag.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want your smile. Look at that thing. Woo!
Yes, indeed. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Are you just buying stuff?
Oh, yes. I spent money just to make sure I gave compliments.
Okay, would you like to try three duck chickens for $1?
I would not, but your voice, hearing that in my ear, is like the best thing of the day.
thank you, sir.
I would love to just have a recording of your voice saying, good morning, I hope you have a great day. I want you to always have that positive voice, because when someone comes to your drive-thru, they're going to be like, that voice makes my day.
Oh, thank you, sir. I needed to hear that.
I don't know what an angel sounds like, but okay. I got a feeling it sounds like that.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Like, wow.
It's just a lot.
Like, just maybe one thing, and then they'll they'll think you're serious.
Yeah.
Watching you scan things, it's like poetry in motion. You're really good at that. I'm telling you what, I could stand here all day and stare at you scanning items.
Give you a new part-time job.
What, to stare at you and scan? Yeah. Like, not in a creepy way, you know what I mean? Just like, you know what I mean? Like, stand over here, because you are good at it. The way you handle that gun, like, with you have a good grip on it, and you just you nail it. Keep being awesome at your job.
You sound like a perv, dude.
Yes. You shouldn't ever have to say not to be creepy.
Or also, like, grip, I don't know.
Or your poetry in motion.
Donate with you today.
What do you want me to donate? To your smile?
Five.
What?
To leukemia.
Oh, yeah, $5. Yeah. I just put that in there so you know I donated.
Oh, my goodness.
There was lunch walking and lunchbox.
That was more like lunch is being hitting on.
No,
yes,
not
encouraging.
It was encouragement. They were doing great at their job.
Dang. The way you hold that gun is.
Lunch walking
with lunchbox.
Let me set the scene for you. I'm out yesterday and I'm going to the gym, and there's a little shopping place, a little grocery store next to it, and I see a mom with a baby. Normally, I don't think twice about it. Just a mommy and her baby. Well, she needs to lay the baby down. So she takes the baby and lays it on the hood of the car. Gets into the basket. Does this. The baby just laying on the hood of the car. Gets in the basket, you know. Gets okay. Goes back, picks the baby up, takes it away. She did take her eyes off the baby. She just lays on the hood of the car. And I think to myself, how do I feel about just laying a baby on the... Because the hood kind of had a slant on it, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Would you have thought anything bad about that? Would you have noticed, even?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I thought for a second when you were going with it, I was like, you know, I probably may, if I had to do something real quick, lay my baby on the hood. But then I'd be like, oh, the baby could probably roll off, especially if it's slanted. So probably not going to put my baby on the hood.
Because it was a car.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
And the hood is still, like, you can't even, sometimes I won't even lay my coffee on the hood, you know?
It's like, your baby. That's a good point, Amy.
Eddie, you're a dad, you got two kids.
So here's a struggle that most people don't think about that aren't parents. When you need to do something real quick, you have nowhere to put your baby. Like, you're really in a struggle. Like, the one I can think of is when you need to run into a convenience store real quick. Just jump. I just need to get a water real quick. You have nowhere to put your baby, so you got to do all this stuff. So I understand thinking of the first place to put your baby, but the hood of the car is not the safest place to put your baby.
So no.
Bad parent.
Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. I just saw and thought to myself, is that even a thing? Like, is it okay? Maybe it's not even a bad... I don't know.
It's a bad thing.
Yeah, I think it's a common sense thing, maybe.
But the baby didn't fall. And listen, she put that baby on the hood like she'd done it 50 times before.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like, gotta get in the bag, baby on hood, back to the basket. And I was just like, oh, I gotta remember this for the show.
Yeah.
Made a note in my phone.
Baby on hood.
Sometimes I'd write notes to myself and I'd forget what they mean.
Yeah.
All I wrote was baby on hood, knew exactly.
Yeah, because it's so weird.
Yeah, I saw that. So, there's that. We have Tell Me Something Good coming up in just a bit. Probably like 12, 13 minutes or so where we go around the room and do positivity, and we all share these stories. But I am anxious to know what you guys think about the baby on the hood.
Yeah, because, I mean, baby's fine.
Christian Bale is gaining weight for Dick Cheney role.
Yeah.
Apparently, Christian Bale's put on, and he's one of these guys who lives his role.
Method actor.
Yes, there you go. Method.
He's gaining weight to play Vice President Dick Cheney in the upcoming biopic. It's called Backseat.
Mm.
He says he is eating lots of pies every day.
That sounds awesome.
You know, it does, except
for a minute.
The problem with it is, if I start eating bad, for a reason, if I start eating bad, because sometimes I'll be like, I'm going to start bulking.
Yeah.
I don't feel good. I break out.
Totally.
You're just, ugh.
Yeah, you probably get depressed, too.
It's like a cloud.
Yeah. But he's also probably going to get paid a lot
So that'll make you happy.
That's true.
But I, yeah, when I saw the headline, I was like, God, it makes me think of when Charlize Theron gained all that weight for Monster. Yeah. And like, she ate donuts every day. And just for a minute, that sounds amazing. But you're right. You end up feeling like lethargic and your skin breaks out and blah, blah, blah.
He most famously lost 65 pounds by eating only an apple and a can of tuna for a day during when he made The Machinist. He did that for months. All he would eat is a can of tuna and an apple. That's it. He lost. He didn't even have the weight to lose, really. He's not like a big dude.
He was very, very, very frail in that movie. Skinny.
But he bulked up for Dark Knight, like big time, put on a bunch of money. So this dude's body's all over the place.
It's dedication right there.
Okay, here's some people. People are talking about this baby on the hood. There's no shortage of calls, by the way, about the baby on the hood that I saw being put on yesterday. So I was at the store. I was with the gym. I looked over the store. A woman takes a baby, puts the baby on the hood of the car, goes in the basket, goes back, grabs the baby. And I was like, is that a bad parenting move? Hello, you're on the air. What's happening?
Hey, I would like to say about the baby in the hood.
Yeah, what's your name?
Julie.
What do you think, Julie?
I think two things. Big no to just, you know, take your eyes off the baby. I have put my baby on the hood. I've got several kids. I put my baby on the hood, and I've changed the diaper. My hands never left my child. A little off my eyes. That's okay. I get that. If you're like Eddie said, if you're in a hurry and you've got to do what you've got to do immediately, but to take your eyes off the baby, to take your hands off the baby, Lord no.
Mm.
And as a side note, I would like to say that I cannot get your song out of my head for 2 days. So what? Keep playing it.
What song?
Yours.
Oh, namaste?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ah, thank you very much.
Rock on.
Appreciate it. Hey, you rock. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Wow.
Namaste. What?
She associates this song with rock on.
Namaste. Oh, is that right?
That means it's a jam.
Rock on, yeah. Hey, Melissa in Harrisburg, Ohio. Thanks for calling. Melissa.
Yes, hey.
You're on the air. What's happening? What do you think?
I think it's a really bad idea. The hood of a car can be really, really hot.
It's a little rainy yesterday. I don't know if the car was on.
Even worse, slippery.
Nah, true.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I just felt weird. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate you, Melissa.
Thank you. Appreciate you from Perrysburg, Ohio. We appreciate you.
Ah, there we go.
If that baby rolled off bad, that's bad.
But it didn't. So is it if a tree falls in the woods, you know, if a baby falls off, it doesn't fall off a hood. Does it even mean bad?
It's just like,
yeah, whatever.
When you grow up in life, like, what happened to you? Well, my mom put me on a hood.
What happened to you?
Hey, Lunchbox, what? Remember a couple days ago when I told you our boss, like our main boss, was like, hey, I think that song Namaste can be a hit, except it just needs a little more country to it.
Don't know nothing.
And I was like, this is a song. You know, what's music? It's art. I didn't want to compromise my art, you know? I was like, it's a song. People are downloading like crazy.
Don't know nothing by yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but now mistake.
Well, we've made it a little more country.
Okay.
And I'll play it for Ray, see if you can get our boss on the phone, because I want him to hear it, and I want to get his reaction firsthand. I don't think it needs to be adjusted, but we've adjusted it, and I want to hear what you have to say. So can you call and see if you can get him on?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try to get our big boss. We can never get a hold of him, so if we do, it'll be amazing.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This singer-songwriter named Emma, she had no idea her music was going to be played at the Apple iPhone release.
Yeah.
No idea. Unsigned... Just making music. And so when they presented the iPhone X, they start to play her music. And she's like, what in the world? And so this is her talking about that right here.
My manager and I, neither of us were told that this was happening. It just came as a complete shock when I was sitting in bed and I had my phone just exploded with texts.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
So here's our song called Magnetized. So all of a sudden, it's the iPhone X, the biggest phone announcement in years, they're playing your song.
Oh, I hadn't heard the song yet. I pictured it being a little bit more upbeat.
And now it sounds like you're revealing something. Like an iPhone. Yeah.
Like you're running slowly towards the iPhone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
There it is.
Finally.
I'm going to get it. Did you hear about those thieves? They stole a U-Haul trailer, and so... thieves steal. That's a thing. Yeah. Except when they stole the U-Haul with, you know, who knew what was in it? There was a casket in there and there's a dead body inside.
Oh my gosh, stop. Yeah. Stop.
Albuquerque police say a couple was traveling from Oklahoma to San Juan County to bury a relative when they stopped for the night at the hotel off Gibson and Yale.
Unfortunately, a casket containing the remains of his father-in-law was inside that trailer.
About 4 hours after police got the call this morning about the missing cargo, it turned up abandoned here, just up Gibson in the parking lot of the Puerto del Sol golf course.
Vehicle, trailer, and casket with the human remains are still inside.
Regardless of the strange crime, the family can now get back to properly grieving.
Oh, I bet you those thieves were like, well, Jimmy, let's see what we got here. Open it up. Oh, beep. Like, we just go. Like, because here's the thing. You don't want to steal, because that's bad. And you don't want to steal because you could go to jail. But you don't want to steal because what if they haunt you? Like, what if that dead person, like, that's a whole third level that you don't even think about when committing a crime. Like, you get haunted by that.
I cannot believe that that happened. Like, what are the odds?
I feel bad for the thieves. Like, they finally got away with them with a dead body in there.
Finally, we got this trailer. Let's open her up.
Storage war. Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
I wonder what's going to be in there. Maybe like an iPad. Jimmy, we got a lot. Oh, no.
Hopefully that'll keep them from stealing.
Nah.
No. What? They might.
I have this here. And so our boss was like, hey, I think your song Namaste could be a real radio hit. He runs the entire format. So don't know nothing about yoga. The Raging Idiots have a song called Namaste. We made it to kind of be funny because we're doing a tour and going to Lubbock and El Paso and Tulsa. You know, we're going all around, right? So we decided to make it countryer, which I don't agree with. By the way, I don't agree with this version at all.
Right.
I think it's terrible, actually. But I think it is what he wants. So here you go. Here's Namaste made countryer.
Ride 'em, cowboy.
Stop.
Howdy, partner.
I was born in.
Let's mount up.
Girl, why you laughing at me? Come on, baby, where my khakis? I'm running late, need to beat it like Jackson.
Ride 'em, cowboy.
But you're kind of a distraction.
Sleep it off.
Cause I can't stop.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Showing me your savasana. Like the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Probably
no, it's ruined the song.
Right, what? Right. It's ruined the song. It's playing Namaste.
But it is country.
Yeah. It definitely is. Come on. We keep the original, right?
Yes, come on.
Download this. Namaste.
7:30 in the morning. In the suit that I was born in. Girl, why are you laughing at me? Come on, baby, with my khakis. I'm running late. Need to beat it like Jackson. But you're kind of a distraction. Cause I can't stop watching you. Showing me your savasana. Like the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Probably oughta hit the road, but nah, I'm a stay. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye. I might lose my job, but nah, I'm a stay. Come on, baby. Stretches you'll do with obvious students. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but namaste. Namaste. Namaste.
Adam Cowboy. Yeah.
Wait.
Girl, I'm trying to be responsible.
That's really my favorite part.
Okay.
But you're making it impossible. In the spandex pants looking all flexible and you're down with all.
Rough.
Namaste. Ain't no way.
Good. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I don't think the country version is gonna work out so much.
Ride 'em, cowboy.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna work. I think it stays how it is, and if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
I'm trying to think if there's any yoga poses that are more country. You know, like besides dog, like you could be in. I got to think of a pose that's country, and then you can insert that animal.
The milking cow.
That's country.
Yeah.
Or so, the whole. Like,
what's funny is we left our record label, and now like other record labels are like, hey, we want to
we're like,
what are you going to do?
Nothing. Wait. We're just trying to play a goofy song. We're not even trying to make a radio song.
Keep it independent.
There's a bidding war now for us, the Raging Idiots again.
Stop.
Well, there, two people are coming at
there's
you.
There's a bidding war.
Yeah. Well, two people are reaching out.
Okay.
Bidding war, I call it.
That's right.
Anyway, I'm done.
To me and your damn dog. Roof.
OJ Simpson's release, they say, will be like hide and seek because he's going to get out of jail. And they have 18 exits that he could come from.
Wow.
That's
and
funny.
They're taking these precautions to make sure he gets out safely, to make sure there's not some sort of riot, to make sure a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But they have 18 exits to choose from. No one knows which one he'll be released from. And so, obviously, all of them are going to be covered, but that's 18 options.
Oh, or they should do 18 different OJ decoys.
Ooh.
Dang.
And you don't know which one's a real one.
All at the same time?
Yeah.
They all hop out?
Be like, 3, 2, 1, release the OJs.
That's a great idea.
That is funny. When Lunchbox went to jail, because we did a bit on the morning show, they got Lunchbox put in jail.
Like, for real, it's not a joke.
Yeah, it's not a joke.
I know, but the way you said it, people might be like, stop.
No, it's not a joke. Lunchbox went to jail.
Yeah.
So he goes to jail, right? And Lunchbox calls me from prison. He's like, I'm in the clink. What do I do? And I'm like, well, man, hang out. I'll call your parents. We'll figure this thing out. So the news starts to cover it. And the news is camped out all in front of the jail waiting for Lunchbox to come out because they're ready for him. They're ready for him to OJ and just come out. And there'd be but our lawyer snuck him out the back door. Like some little broken down back door.
Love it.
I mean, that was a tumultuous time of our life.
That's not good.
But you remember them taking you out of the back?
Oh, yeah, I remember. He goes, there's going to be cameras out front, so we're going to go out the back. Blah, blah, blah. And if they come up to you, you just keep walking. Don't say anything. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Where'd you get a lawyer? Like,
The radio station. You think we could afford a lawyer back then?
I don't know. Like, I was picturing if y'all hired it, it'd be like, don't call Saul.
Better call Saul.
Or whatever his name from Breaking Bad.
It'd be even worse. We'd have don't call Saul.
Yeah, I picture like that dude.
Yeah, we didn't know he was going to go to jail. Next thing you know, he's in the big house.
Man. And I really didn't know how to get out. I was just sitting there, and I was like, I don't know what to do. So I just chilled. And then when they call you over the speaker, and they say, oh, you have a visitor in the little room.
You have a visitor.
I was like, dang, my dad's here to see me. Like, you know, on TV. And yeah. I walked into some lawyer, and he's like, hey, we're going to get you out of here. I was like, all right, man.
What cool. kind of room did you sit in? Because
well, when you go in, you sit in a big, it's like a common area. It's like these plastic couches kind of chairs. And you have the men on the right side, and the women are on the left side. And you're not allowed to talk to each other.
Like a tank? That sounds like a tank.
I don't know if you would consider it a tank, but there's no bars or anything. And then eventually you get led to the courtroom, and you get handcuffed to the person in front of you and the person behind you.
You got handcuffed to a person in front of you?
Well, luckily my lawyer got me out right when I was getting handcuffed.
Oh, they were putting the cuffs on you then?
Yeah,
oh.
I was getting led into the courtroom, and he got me out right then. But that's when I guess you go to a jail cell is after that, because I never went to a cell. But I thought long and hard, man, I'm about to be put in a cell. And if you start, the one guy was trying to hit on one of the chicks, he got thrown in a cell, isolation.
Were the people around you pretty intimidating?
Oh my gosh. I mean, like real criminals.
Yeah.
And like, you don't realize how many people get arrested every day. It was nonstop with people coming in. I mean, there was one guy, his whole face was just tattooed. And he was like, man, oh, whatever, dude, I got arrested. I'll be out in 4 months. I was like, 4 months? 4 months? I better be out here by 4 o'clock. I better be out by 4 o'clock. He was just like, it's cool. I was like, oh, man, it was, woo.
Good time.
They were real deal.
The day that we got put, they tried to, listen, Lunchbox went to jail. They tried to arrest me.
No way.
He said, no, just take him.
And I was like, he did it all. It was only
not
him.
His fault. Like,
they tried to arrest me. I looked in the back of the cop car. Lunchbox was handcuffed and his head was down. And I was like, never heard of him. So we look at all the social media accounts, and sometimes people just write stuff. And we look at it, and we go, man, that's rude. Like Jake on Twitter, he writes, at Mr. Bobby Bones is basically the country Ryan Seacrest minus the good looks and talent and money.
Oh.
Man, that's rude. Chris P. on Twitter writes, at Radio Amy, you're lucky you're beautiful on the inside.
That's rude. What?
That's all he wrote.
That's so rude. Maybe he didn't finish.
No. That's it.
Is it rude?
Yeah. Jose on Twitter writes, I hate when at producer Eddie acts like he knows Spanish, not buying it. #Eddie the coconut.
Man, that's rude.
You want to defend yourself over there?
Come on. I'm kind of a coconut.
And that means what?
White on the inside, brown on the outside. Like a coconut.
At Radio Lunchbox is such a pig. I can't wait until his wife comes to her senses and leaves him so he can put that in the bonehead. That's rude. He does his own bonehead about himself.
Well, it would be bonehead of her to leave me because I'm pretty awesome. So, yes, yeah. That would go in the bonehead.
Well, that's a segment we call That's Rude. There's a Boca Raton millionaire in Florida who opened up his place to 70 foster kids who were displaced by Hurricane Irma. Did you guys see this on the news at all?
No.
No, it's awesome.
So after a group of foster kids were displaced by Irma and they didn't have where to go, they spent 5 days in emergency shelters. And when it was over, they go back to the community and there's no power. There's no place to send them. Their building was bad. So this Mark Bell, who has a 27,000-foot square home in Boca Raton, had them all go in. All the girls got manicures. The balloon guy came in to entertain them. They put up a GoFundMe page, too, to get their home fixed. Livable again.
Oh my
and
goodness.
He's also helped.
What?
Yeah, pretty
wow.
cool, huh?
He's like an angel.
70 foster kids stay.
That's a lot.
27,000 square foot house.
Yeah, that's like
that's
a Gaddy
big.
Town.
Gaddy land is what that sounds like. Yeah. Was there a different Gaddy town and Gaddy land? Am I wrong on Gaddy land?
They're both.
There were?
Both, yeah.
Well, and what was the difference? The size? Like Disneyland, Disney.
Huh? I don't remember
don't
Gaddy
ask
land.
Me. I don't know if it's yeah. just the franchisee or what, but there was definitely both.
I felt like in Arkansas, when we got Gaddy Town, we stopped.
It could
we
be like, regional.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. And you pay like a nickel, all the pizza you could eat. It's amazing.
Lots of
out,
pizza.
It was out there.
And they had the best ranch you in the world.
Played the games. Yeah, it's pretty legit.
But I mean, I'm pizza and a ranch kind of girl. Some people, I mean, there's two kinds of people. People that dip their pizza in ranch and people that don't.
I don't.
Oh, yeah, gross. I'm with you, Amy.
There are two kinds of people in this world. Thin crust and thick crust.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I'm a thin
I'm
crust.
I'm thin.
Yeah, thin. Like, make it like paper.
Oh, I like
yeah.
it thick.
I like my crust about as thick as my pepperoni.
Wait, what?
Thin.
Oh, thin. I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, baby.
Oh, my
there are two
goodness.
Kinds of people in this world. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah. Hey. Well, everybody, good morning to you. I'm Bobby. These are all my friends here. That's a rude song. I just want to say that.
Yeah.
Why?
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life,
yeah.
never make a pretty girl your wife. Did you know that's what it said?
No. I thought yeah. it said you have to get a pretty girl.
Listen again. Welcome to the show, everybody. Here we go. Pick an ugly girl to marry you.
Whoa!
So, from my personal point of view, pick an ugly girl to marry you.
Mm-hmm.
Why? If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So, from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. A pretty woman makes a husband look smart and very...
That's a quite the huh. rude... Now, that's old school, because I have new school technology here. Ladies, I like this version much better. Women with attractive husbands are more likely to develop lots of issues. So they say get an ugly guy to marry you.
So it's the reverse.
That's okay. what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
Bobby, you're not ugly.
Sometimes I feel it.
Okay, you're
on the
not.
Inside.
Okay.
The study shows that women have a lot of problems when they have a better looking husband and even like body issues because and jealousy issues because they're like, I bet you other people are looking at my husband trying to get him. And if they have an uglier man... They don't worry about that.
What? This mm-hmm. just does not make sense.
Experts say the research is key to improving resources for women who suffer from lots of things, including eating disorders, jealousy issues. Right. All I'm saying is women, go play down.
Yes.
Women typically do play down, though.
No, women, oh. have, the women have the ability
to look for personality.
To look for other things than
yes.
just looks. We men, we gay men, we stupid.
Yeah. Except for if you listen to this song, because if you...
This is old, though. That's what I'm saying. This is like, oh, by the way, rude song. And who said this was okay to record and put out
I know,
there?
But I have, like, one of the funnier lyrics from the song.
Are you looking it up?
Yes.
Yeah.
An ugly woman cooks meals all the time. He, like, goes on, he's, like, listing all these things, and he's like, don't let your friends say you have no taste. Just marry her anyway. Her face is ugly. Her eyes don't match. Take it from me. She's a better catch.
That's funny. A pretty woman makes a husband look small. And very often causes his downfall. As soon as he marries her,
But if you make an ugly woman your wife, you'll be happy for the rest of your life. An ugly woman cooks meals on time. She'll always give you peace of mind. If you wanna.
What if you're his wife and he comes home with a song? Honey, I wrote this song.
Yeah.
I got a song. Oh, babe, I'd love to hear you play it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, huh? Never make a pretty woman your wife.
What?
Take my personal point of view. Bid an ugly girl to marry you.
What?
What do you think about that? What do you think about that, baby? That sounds terrible.
Are you trying to say I'm ugly?
Here's a story. Research at the University of Utah has revealed that you should actually get married between the ages of 28 and 32. To boost the chances of a lasting marriage. If you get married between those ages, the study says that 4-year range is when the most success happens, when they've looked at like 10,000 marriages.
That means you both have to be in a 4-year range of each other.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think this is absolutely, what age did you get married, Amy?
My husband was 29, so he fits in that window, but I was like, I was 26.
Yeah. So not really.
25, I think.
Divorce. Lunchbox?
I got married at 34.
Divorce. Eddie?
27.
Oh.
Divorce.
Wow.
We're all
a bunch of winners around here.
Bobby? Listen, I'm 37. Yeah, I haven't been married yet.
Divorce.
Before anything happens.
But if you marry someone like now that's 29, you'll be fine, right? Or does it have to be both people?
I think both are supposed to be in that.
Okay. Well.
Divorce.
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 Well, odds are. You know what I mean?
Dang.
Come on, everybody. This song is good, though. Like, the
so
melody's
good.
So good.
Oh, damn.
Worst it. Message ever.
But make it positive.
No. I just want to. It's icky. So Amy tried to buy something, and the credit card company thought that it was, like, a dirty thing, so they rejected her.
No. I don't know why it got rejected, but I had to call my bank 3 times about it, therefore talking to 3 different...
What are you trying to buy?
No.
What website are you on?
Listen, this is the worst. So I'm trying to find stuff to wear to our iHeart Festival, and I'm ordering from this website that has a really cute clothes called Nasty Gal. So, but my credit card was declined, so I had to call my bank and be like, why are you declining this purchase? So the first guy's like, oh, which decline are you calling about or whatever? And of course they know, they can see right there. But he's like making me say it. I know he is. He's like,
you have to say
no.
It though. He's not doing it.
No, because even the automated thing was like, are you calling about your recent credit card decline? And I'm like, yes. And they're like, 1 second while we patch you through. And then he picks up and he's like, what decline are you calling about? He knows on the screen that I got declined. So I'm like, he's making me say it.
No,
so
they have to.
No.
He doesn't want to hear you say
it. He was making me. I knew it. I felt it. And I was like,
Amy thinks she's got some pervo going, say Nasty Gal.
Come on, say it.
What are you?
So then I say, it was $100 to Nasty Gal.
Gal. That makes it better.
It is called Nasty Gal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not just nasty. No, it's Nasty Gal. And he's like.
It does sound dirty.
He's
he laughed?
Yes. I totally felt it in him. And he was like, he couldn't even say it. He's like, let me see why this $100 to Nasty Gal didn't go through. And he's like laughing. And I was like, hey, just so that you know, this is a clothing company. I felt like I had to like justify the whole thing. Then. Like there was still confusion, so I had to call back. A girl answers this time. She's like, "Then the credit? Are you calling about your recent decline?" Yes. Let me patch you through. Hi, ma'am. What decline are you calling about? And she can already see. I can tell. And I'm like, "It's to Nasty Gal." She's like, "Huh? Okay. Like no judgment here, but let me look into this."
She
for
didn't
you.
Say
she
no
say
judgment.
No, but I, her tone.
Oh,
I know she
come
didn't,
on.
Her tone was
Stop
saying
it.
No judgment. So then I'm like, ah. So then I had to call a third time, and I'm like, I give up. So right away, I was just like, I'm calling about my Nasty Gal client.
Amy's into like, it now.
I just owned it.
Now, I'm a Nasty Gal calling on my Nasty Gal purchase.
And I got declined.
Yeah.
And I really need my Nasty Girl to, you need to approve this so it'll arrive in the mail in time.
I'm ready to be nasty.
No, really.
That's
I was
funny.
Just ordering a cute outfit, but it is the worst name for a clothing company ever. They need to change it.
Whenever people try to buy tickets to see the Raging Idiots, they get declined because people are like, this is not a real thing. Like, we had a bunch of listeners in El Paso and Austin try to order Raging Idiots tickets right when they went up, and they were declined because they were like, yeah, something called the idiot, Raging Idiots.
You're getting scammed.
Like, are you calling about your latest? Yes. What is it? Two things, Nasty Gal and Raging Idiots.
Oh, this is a bad person.
Oh, boy. They're calling their friend. Hey, come listen to this call.
We got a real winner on the line over here.
It's the worst.
We'll be doing a Bobbycast a little later on today, and it'll go up probably this afternoon with Javier Pena and Steve Murphy, the actual people that the Narcos series is based on. Like, they're the real cops, the real retired DA agents. And so I've just been doing a lot of research about it, and Pablo Escobar, and they had to sign waivers, and I mean, it's crazy, man. Like,
were they ever scared? I just want to know so much about them being scared for their lives and the safety of their family, and I would have gone totally undercover.
Well, that's why you're not doing that, Nasty Gal. You're making orders in Nasty Gal. They're saving lives.
Bobby Bones Show.
Amy's husband's 40 now, and she says he's going through a slight midlife crisis. Things like he wants to be in better shape than he was when he was 30.
Yeah.
Wakes up, knocks out push-ups.
Actively pursuing that.
What's his saying?
He wants his 40-year-old self to beat up his 30-year-old self.
Yeah.
And he knows that it's totally possible. He's like, I am. I already could. He's like, however, I could not beat up my 20-year-old self.
Why is he comparing himself to every generation?
Because
he for sure could beat up his 10-year-old self.
So there's one.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just his thing right now.
Apparently, he has a trash grabber now that he walks around with.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to bend down.
Ordered it on Amazon because when we walk the dog, he sees trash and it just really, really bothers him. And he thinks it's a good thing for us to do to give back to the neighborhood. And now we're those people with a trash picker up. We're like, it's a little stick with a handle and a lever, and you like squeeze it and it picks it up. And then he thinks it'll be a super fun activity to do when the kids get here. And he wants to get them their own little mini trash picker uppers. I mean, we're 40. I'm like, this is 40. I think it's great. He wants to take care of the community, but we don't even have to bend over to do it anymore.
Getting older.
I know.
40 can beat up 30, not 20, but 10. I think he's still ahead in the game. I could beat up myself 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're ripped now.
I could beat up every other year of myself, probably right now. I was boxing yesterday, and there was a girl, and she was, she's like 2 feet tall and tiny, and she was whooping the trainer. Like, he had pads on, and I was just like, you gotta be kidding me. She was crushing it. No way. She beat me up.
You want to fight her?
No. I'll get beat.
You've been looking for a fight.
Like, I watch people and I'm like, I could do it. And she was in there just bam, bam, bam. Like, her kicks, she's killing them.
Oh.
And so, yeah, I did some work yesterday.
I bet you leave there just feeling so empowered.
I leave there exhausted, but like an hour later, I'm like, okay.
Bring it.
It's the hardest work I've ever done in my life, because we'll have to work out hard for 45 minutes to even have it. If I don't work out super hard, I don't get to go in the ring. And so you have to work out super hard to even get invited into the ring.
It's crazy.
So you do it. Like, I would be like, okay, forget it. I'm not going in the ring today.
Yeah, who wants to go in the ring?
No, I have to. Like, I want to. That's my goal.
I know.
And then I get in the ring, I'm like, this stinks. I was doing bear crawls yesterday through the gym. Oh, I want to vomit.
Can you ever just say, I'm sorry, my back hurts, I can't do that?
Like,
there's just things I can't do.
I don't have excuses.
It's not an excuse. It's a legit, like, maybe your back doesn't hurt, but I'm just like trying to picture myself doing a bear crawl right now, and I'd be like, sorry, can't happen.
No, I'm pretty good. Like, I'm peak, right, peak physical. I have to start taking Metamucil, though. The time marches on.
What?
What is that?
You
what
need
that?
Fiber?
Yeah, because I don't use a bathroom right or something.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I go to the bathroom like once a week.
So who recommended Metamucil?
Jared, he was like, take some Metamucil or take a probiotic, but try Metamucil first.
Yeah. I was like,
what am I, like 90?
Yeah.
But I go to the bathroom like once a week, and he was like, that's not normal.
And so, once a week?
Yeah, dude, that's crazy.
You need to go once a day.
That's what he said. Yeah, that's what he said too. He's like, you need to go once a day.
Your digestion's messed up.
And I was like, okay, so I'm going to go get some Metamucil today.
Okay.
We got grabbers for trash, Metamucil. Lunchbox is getting LASIK on his eye.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I told you I failed the vision test when I went to get my driver's license, so I'm embarrassed to wear glasses, so I squint all the time, and it's hard to read things, so I did my research, and LASIK is the option. LASIK is what needs to be done. I'm about to go under the laser.
I have so many friends that have done that and love it. Like, change their life.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
I wear glasses, but I can't. My right eye just doesn't work. I can't fit. It's in my brain. It's like in the stem of my brain is where that is. So my right eye's never worked my whole life. And so I've went and tried to get tested for it because all my friends love LASIK. But yeah, I'm colorblind and my right eye doesn't work. So I'm pretty much 25%. Of the four eyes, like, I'm about 25% solid. Only the left eye.
Yeah.
But time marches on.
Yeah.
Metamucil.
We are just not the same
LASIK,
as we used to be.
Back hurts. Trash grabbing.
That trash grabber is good for a hurt back, too. Like, not even just to pick up trash, just around the house. Like, I don't even have to bend over anymore.
At all.
No.
Over at Bobby Bones, we're making a list. The 10 most underrated country music artists. And I have why. This is my list. This is only my perspective. But I get to see and be around a lot of people. And number 10 yesterday was Brandi Clark. And the reason she's not higher is because she's somewhat rated. She was nominated for a Grammy.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
I feel like she's so underrated and people don't know her and they should. At number 9, just released, Craig Campbell.
Lord, when I die,
most underrated artist in country music.
I wanna live on the outskirts of heaven.
Number 1, the guy can sing like a country angel.
Yeah.
Number 2, he plays piano like Cowboy Beethoven. And you wouldn't know that. He used to play piano for Luke on tour. And then Luke was like, you got to go and be your own artist. He can play guitar. He can sit and play any song. Just go, what do you want to hear? And we play a game, Stump Craig Campbell. But aside from like the little stuff, he's such a pure artist. And we've been able to go out on the road with him. And I'm like, this guy should be a country star. So at number 9 on the list of most underrated country artists.
Lord, when I die,
Craig Campbell.
I wanna live on the outskirts. There's dirt roads for miles, hay in the fields, and fish in the river.
Even that song didn't get the, like, just that it deserved.
Yeah,
like, that song was such a great song.
Wish I could close my eyes and not have to see you smiling. Yeah, yeah, can't get you out of my head.
So if you get a chance to see Craig, go see him. He's at number 9 on the most underrated artist list. The full list, 10 and 9 at BobbyBones.com. That does it for today. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll do the dance parties, obviously, to put you in a good mood. So we hope on Fridays when you're going to work, you turn us on. You can hear the whole show back from today if you go to iHeartRadio or iTunes and search Bobby Bones Show. And there'll be a Bobby cast up a little later this afternoon. And it'll be with the real-life detectives from Narcos, like the real DEA agents, like not the actors, the people that the shows were based on. And so I'm going to ask them how much it was real, how much it made up for the show. They apparently had to sign waivers so they couldn't sue Netflix on how they were portrayed.
Wow.
Like there's a lot of stuff. So I haven't done it yet. It's going to come over later. And so
that's amazing.
That should be up this afternoon. Just search Bobbycast. You can subscribe to the Bobbycast. And usually it's songwriters and artists like Dirks, Karen Fairchild, writers like Ross Copperman. I mean, there's a lot of people. A lot of second layer, you know? A lot of songwriters.
And then there's DEA agents.
Yeah.
I love it.
Even like John Oates from Hall & Oates. Like everybody, John Mayer. Yeah, everybody stops by the Bobbycast. So you can subscribe to that. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, Bobby Bones. Mr. Bobby Bones.